This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Ray Jana. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address rallies in Assam today as part of BJP's campaign for assembly elections on the 9th of April. 68 candidates, including 28 women, in fray for Aizawl Municipal Corporation polls to be held on the 21st of April. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma launches 127 crore rupees Mission 1000 Days to improve nutrition, reducing stunting. And other news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Dibrugarh last evening. Mr. Modi is scheduled to address two key election rallies today as part of the BJP's campaign push. His first rally will be held at Gogamukh in Dhemaji district at 11 a.m, followed by a second rally at Bihali in Biswanath district at 1 p.m. The rallies are aimed at bolstering support for party candidates in Dhemaji, Lakhimpur and Biswanath constituencies. According to official information, the Prime Minister will return to Delhi after concluding his engagements. A total of 68 candidates, including 28 women, are in the fray for Aizawl Municipal Corporation polls, a senior official said. Polling for the 19-member urban body will be held on the 21st of April and counting of votes will take place on the 27th. Mizoram State Election Commissioner H. Lalthang Liana told Akashvani News that none of the candidates withdrew their papers till the withdrawal deadline ended on Monday. The ruling Mizoram People's Movement main opposition, Mizo National Front and Congress, have fielded 19 candidates each, while the BJP has nominated 11 candidates. Over 2.37 lakh electors, including 1.28 lakh female voters, are eligible to exercise their franchise in the Aizawl Municipal Corporation polls. There are 19 wards under the Municipal Corporation, and 6 of them are specifically reserved for women. Both men and women are eligible to contest the remaining 13 seats. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday launched 127 crore rupees Mission 1000 Days aimed at improving nutrition, reducing stunting and enhancing early childhood development. The initiative will support mothers and children during the critical period from conception to 2 years. It will focus on strengthening maternal care, promoting proper feeding practices and ensuring early stimulation for holistic child development. Chief Minister Sangma said that the Meghalaya government is adopting a focused and evidence-based approach to tackle key human development challenges, particularly maternal and child health needs. The second randomization of electronic voting machines and voter verifiable paper audit trails has been completed in Assam for the upcoming Legislative Assembly elections. The process was carried out by the returning officers through the EVM management system in the presence of contesting candidates, ensuring transparency in the allocation of machines to polling stations. The Election Commission of India stated that the lists of randomly allocated EVMs and VVPATs will be shared with all candidates. The exercise follows the first stage randomization, where machines were allocated from district warehouses to assembly constituencies. The second randomization has also been completed in Kerala and Puducherry, as well as for by-elections in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura. Polling in these states and Assam will be held on the 9th of April. The Agartala Government Medical College and GBP Hospital of Tripura successfully conducted its 6th and 7th kidney transplants over 2 consecutive days, marking a significant achievement in the state's healthcare sector. Deputy Medical Superintendent Dr. Kanak Chaudhary confirmed that in both cases, the donor and recipients are stable and currently under medical observation. The initiative of Chief Minister Manik Saha marks the first time in Tripura that 2 kidney transplants were performed within a span of 2 days. The first kidney transplant in the state was conducted on the 8th of July 2024. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu chaired the 6th Governing Body meeting of State Compensatory Afforestation Fund Management and Planning Authority, CAMPA, in Itanagar yesterday. In a social media post, he said, the state government has reaffirmed its commitment to ensure that development and conservation go hand in hand in the true spirit of the Compensatory Afforestation Fund Act 2016. Chief Minister Khandu reaffirmed full support of the Arunachal Pradesh government to the state CAMPA authority. The voting process for the by-election in the 56th Dharmanagar Assembly constituency of North Tripura began yesterday with special focus on ensuring participation of elderly and specially abled voters. Subdivisional Magistrate and Returning Officer Debjani Chaudhary informed that the home voting facility for senior citizens aged above 85 and persons with disabilities will continue till the 2nd of April. The Dharmanagar Assembly constituency has 116 voters aged above 85 years and 69 specially abled voters, making it 185 voters to cast their votes from home. This initiative has been taken in line with the guidelines of the Election Commission of India to ensure that all eligible voters can exercise their democratic rights. Postal ballot voting for polling personnel will be conducted on the 3rd and 4th of April at Bir Bikram Institution, which has been designated as the Postal Ballot Centre. Polling for the Dharmanagar by-election will be held on the 9th of April and counting of votes is scheduled for the 4th of May. Tibetan spiritual leader, the 14th Dalai Lama, has come to India on the 31st of March 1959 through Genza Mani. Marking this legacy, the second edition of Freedom Trail was flagged off yesterday, retracing this path through a six-day foot march from Genza Mani to Tawang. The march will culminate at Pungtengtse on the 5th of April. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said Arunachal Pradesh, particularly Tawang and Bomdila, became a sacred passage in this historic journey. This day is remembered with reverence, reflecting on the values of compassion, resilience and peace that the Dalai Lama has shared with the world. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main on Monday inspected the Centre for Thai Kamti Language and Folk Culture in Namsai District. The centre will have a recording studio, a multipurpose hall, a dormitory and a guest house. He was accompanied by departmental officers and officials and members of the Thai Kamti Heritage and Literature Society. The centre will play a crucial role in preserving and documenting the rich language, traditions and cultural heritage of the Thai Kamti community. The Arunachal Pradesh University Outreach Cell conducted a field visit yesterday to assess the progress of its adopted 5 tuberculosis patients and 3 Anganwadi centres in East Siang District. With all 5 adopted patients now recovered, university will request allocation of 5 new TB patients for similar support to District Health Society under National Tuberculosis Elimination Programme. The team visited 3 adopted Anganwadi centres at Mirbuk, Mongku and Boying villages. Workers and helpers reported the support provided by the university, including nutritional items, play-based learning materials and stationery. This initiative has resulted in visible improvements in both attendance and concentration among children in the 0 to 5 years age group. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma has stated that the present government, since it assumed power in December 2023, has disbursed 258.92 crore rupees in general provident fund payments. He noted that while Mizoram was once ranked as one of India's most indebted states, the ruling Zoram People's Movement Prudent Financial Management has earned confidence from New Delhi. The state recently secured 350 crore rupees from the central government. It has also been the fifth highest recipient in the projected allocations by the 16th Finance Commission over the next 5 years, he said. The Chief Minister said the government also gives priority to development of rural regions in the state. The Bharatiya Janata Party yesterday released its manifesto for the 2026 Assembly elections in Assam in Guwahati. It was unveiled by Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the presence of Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma. The manifesto lists 31 commitments under the theme Surakshita Assam, Viksita Assam. It includes measures to clear illegal encroachment from government land, implementation of the Immigrants, Expulsion from Assam Act 1950, and land rights to all genuine citizens. The manifesto includes a proposal for a uniform civil code, excluding 6 scheduled areas and tribal communities. The ruling BJP has also proposed investment in expressways and Vande Bharat train projects in Assam. In a joint operation yesterday, the Assam Rifles and Kachar District Police seized heroin valued at 7 crore rupees. 2 drug peddlers were also arrested. Police said that the operation was launched based on intelligence output inputs regarding the movement of drugs in the Gachar district, which shares interstate boundaries with Mizoram and Manipur. Preliminary investigations suggest that the drugs were smuggled from Myanmar with plans to ferry the consignment to Bangladesh or other parts of India through Assam or Meghalaya. Police said that efforts were underway to uncover the large network behind the trafficking attempt. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.